Masters are negate Diras, negate if things break, negate rental contracts, ribbis, furniture packages, a little bit of kashrus. I'll try to cover many different topics. If I miss any, let me know. I'll touch on it. So first of all, when you sign a contract, with your Diras, so a lot of rental contracts have in the rental contract that if you pay late, there's a knas. And every single day you pay late, it goes up, 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 and you get some more and more. The question is that something which is mutar or not? So the lachim, when it comes to ribbis with a knas, which is also being geared to also all your contracts with Chevrat Chashmal and the water bills and everything, there's also knasos on it. So the lachim when it comes to hechos ribbis is that when you're dealing with something which is a mecha memkar, you bought something, you used something, you're allowed to give a knas if it's a one-time knas. The knas which gets bigger, bigger, bigger by the day, that's something which is also. So therefore, if in your rental contract it says for every single day you are late, you have to pay a $20 knas, $50 knas, whatever it is, then that's going to be a problem. Because that's a knas which is going up by the day. And when it goes up by the day, then it's going to be a problem.
It can be a knas every day?
No. It could be, you're allowed to give a one-time knas for each time that you had to pay. In other words, let's say you pay monthly. So each time you miss, you're able to go ahead and give a knas. But it can't be that every single day you're late, that you're gonna have to, that gets more, that's going to be a problem. So if you're dealing with Baldir as a younger man, so it's not so complicated. You just tell him the lacha and the class is there. But rave of the apartments are a man of shkol, I mean, it's trying over it, changing over by the day, but most of them are owned by chilainim, and they have these lawyers, and some people come with these contracts with 13 pages sometimes, and it's a little bit more difficult. But the eighth in that situation is, let's say they're charging $20 a day. You tell them, give me a one-time class for $100 of being late. I'm not going to be late. The one-time class is like a very large amount for each month. That's enough of a sentence to make it that the person is going to pay. And but that cloud, that's usually the eighth which works. And that's the halachically. Basically, really the only thing which is which is mutter. So, kids, a one-time knas is mutter. If it's a knas which is goes up and it's misraba, then that's going to be a problem. So you just make a large one-time knas as opposed to going up every single month.
Every month you get another knas.
Every month, you know, there's Tishrei, there's Chesed. Each month you have to pay, but not
so each month you
for Tishrei. No. Tishrei, you're supposed to pay every month. So if you miss Tishrei, it's $500. If you miss Chesed, $500. But it can't go up by day. Signing such a contract is not pashut. My scene, I'll sign a contract which has ribbis. It's a little bit complicated. My scene will make all the shot is if you're doing an oifen where it's only tzadech of a ribbis. It's only on the tzadeh, I'm late. And you don't have das. If you have no das ever, put to, and you always make sure to pay a person, then maybe you can make a little sign it. But what do you do if you're late? What?
Make sure
I can. Then you get into problems. But that's always late. So if you tell them, I can't do $20 a day. Yeah, technically it should be. I can't do $20 a day. Give me a one-time class of $250, whatever it is. And, you know, you don't have to worry about the I'll be late. You know, that's the proper and that's really the only aid. So there could be a charge for, you know, if you stay in my apartment, that's supposed to be at apartment by June 1st. So the next month, every single day, I'm charging you the rate for the apartment now is $100 a day. You know, I'm not giving you a knas for paying late and it's going up. After the contract's over, you don't leave. So now the price, we're changing the price. There is, you know, there is such a concept. And a lot of contracts have it. When you leave, so then you word it is that the price for the apartment after the contract's over every single day is $100. That's the simple way to do it. Okay, once we talk about ribbis, I'll mention quickly ribbis of Minigaya, all your bills. So on all your bills, a lot always can be issues with ribbis if you pay late. So the best aids is pay on time. Okay. That doesn't work. So the shahaz is then they had to pay the ribbis. So it really depends on whose name it says on the bill. If the person whose name it says on the bill is somebody who was there from, I don't know, once upon a time, was there a long time ago, which said a lot of times the bills are from the previous tenant who was there 25 years ago. So then it's a little bit of a problem. You have ribbis problems. Why? Because every one of the Chevrat Chashmal, the water banks in this country have Heter Iska. Now the Heter Iska says that what? That if you're late, we're going to make the chayv, instead of being a knas, ribbis, it turns more into iska. So, okay, without getting all the details of how the iska works, but there is a het iska. Now, het iska is with the person whose name it says on the contract. So if your name is on the contract, So then you have Heter Iska. Therefore, if you're late, okay, Seder, not the end of the world, and Semech on Heter Iska. We don't love being Semech on Heter Iska, like, but you know, we are Semech on Heter Iska. So, Bekitzer, if you are late, so then you have a Heter Iska. So it's good to switch it under your name. If it's not under your name, it's a big problem. Because what?
Need someone else's.
What do you say?
I thought you could pay someone else.
Wait a second. It's not under your name, it's a problem, because you don't have a Hedriska now, and there's a Ribbis problem over here. They're charging you Ribbis, and Betzim, they have the right to charge you, and Betzim, you're not allowed to pay Ribbis. This is paying Ribbis is on, being on the Malva, being on the Levin, you have the Isser of paying Ribbis. So what's Ace in that situation? Ace in that situation is that Ribbis, the Lach is only Isser if it's from the Malva to the Levin. If I lend you money, you give me extra, then there's a problem with Ribbis. If you get something not from the Levin, it comes from somewhere else, then it's not going to be Ribbis. For example, this is like a very common shot that you get. You lend somebody a credit card, and he swipes it, so say $100, and he pays you back $100, and you get mileage, right? It's not the reason why you lend to him, okay? So now the question is it Ribbis? I got $100, I got my miles, right? It takes me to all the places. Is that a problem with Ribbis? So it's not a problem with Ribbis, because Ribbis is only when the Loiva gave me back more. If a third party gave me back more, the credit card company gave me miles, and the Loiva gave me back the same amount of money, that there's no issue.
Have
no, not at all. What? What, you heard something about something
Machmer? From, big man Damar Ribbis.
Oh?
I didn't hear it from him directly, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Chaks Miyamin.
Hey, Machmer that?
Shemati.
Not that. In this case, it's Machmer on the...
Points.
The which situation? That what? That if you...
Maybe...
That's me, because it's not Shaki Machmer. It's not Shaki. Thank you. But it's not about the Leiva, and it's, you know, not something I'm talking about.
How do you ask it works if you don't own anything?
So everyone has something. You can have, what do you have? I'm saying, if you have anything, any of your constant money, money in the bank, that could be, what?
Yeah,
okay, fine, so that's already a test. Go take work on, if you have something. You want to know if you have an Israeli in Gaman, who has a Chavis, I hear maybe, when did that come? Hopefully, most of you have something, somewhere, I hope so. Not maybe I'll help that after, okay. But, so if it's under your name, then it's, that's the issue. If it's not under your name, then basically it's Ribbis on the Malva Leiva. If somebody else pays for you, then it's not going to be a problem. Somebody else pays the Ribbis. But you can't ask the person to pay you the Ribbis for you, because then that's Ribbis Adei Shliach. I can't go up to you and say, like, oh, can you pay the bill for me? Because then that's just somebody doing it for you, and you can't make a Shliach to go ahead and pay for you. The only way is if somebody knows Halacha, and you go up to him and say, I have a problem, I have a Ribbis bill, and he knows Halacha, so then he could go ahead and pay for you. But
if
you're asking him to go ahead and pay it, then that's
going
to be a
problem.
Even if you're not paying back, it's still a side dish there. So, with that cloud, you have Ribbis bill, I guess, you go to the Rav.
So you pay him back?
What?
Keep it back that guy?
No, not really. I'm saying maybe much later if it's no Shaykhus, but just don't pay back. Because if the Rav, don't worry. But the kids are, so number one, the Chila put under your name. If not, if somebody else pays it, then whatever, but you're not allowed to ask the person to go ahead and pay for it. Bituach Lumi is not really so much of a Ribbis, it's more of a Knas. No, that's not a Knas. That's not. We're talking about Arnuna. Arnuna is not, there's no Hava. Well, then it goes up. Yeah, the Israeli government is a very good Hadreska, happens to be. Yeah, very good Hadreska. I did that once. There's a like, business deal between the Chilaini and whatever, and like. He's talking about, they get nervous from my address, because I thought the person was like a $15 million shop. He's like, whatever, it's a complicated thing. So I saw that I got a hold of this Israeli address. I said, you know, if it's good enough for the Israeli government, it's good enough for you. You don't have to worry about the, you know, they're not afraid to go under from it. You also don't have to be afraid. Yes, because basically any big company has address. If it's under your name, you're good. If it's under your name, then...
Can you say that since legally you're hired to pay, and if my
That iska that won't work because it's not an iska with you. The only makes it that.
The water bill's under someone else.
Yeah.
So you're not. Why is it like you're not the third party paying Ribbis?
Because you're meshuvah to the baldira that you're going to pay all the chayvus. So you have a shiva to pay it. You're meshuvah to pay because it's your chayv. Why is that?
By the chabi the gichon, they're going to demand the person that the name's on there.
They go after the apartment at the end of the day. Saying they go after the person in the mice, they go after the mice, the person that was there. Fine, okay, let's move on to a lot of different topics. I'm going to put mezuzahs a couple minutes about the furniture packages. Okay, let's put some mezuzahs. So, who has a kid for mezuzahs in a DR? So, luck is mezuzahs, chavis adar. The one who lives there has a kid for mezuzahs. No shaykh is about here. Very common mistake. No mezuzahs, what's going on? Mezuzah is totally on the renter. It's the chiyuv on the person who's renting it, and it's your chayes by mezuzahs. What's the problem with that? The problem is that the Gemara says by mezuzah that you're not allowed to take down your mezuzahs. And when you leave your apartment, it's also if you want to take it down. It says if you take down your mezuzahs, ma'isa, that somebody took down the mezuzahs and he had to bury his children. And there's an iser, and there's also an Indian sakana if you want to take down the mezuzahs. Why is it called Indian sakana? So Tosafot says pshat is because the mezuzah is shmira, it protects the dira. If you take out the mezuzah, so now the evil shadim come in, and the next person moves in, they're going to have a hard time. So being that you're causing a hezek to the other person, if I'm meeting like a mita, it's a hezek for you also. So because you have a chit, but the mezuzah, you now put down the mezuzah, which gets a little bit complicated. When you put the mezuzah, and now you're leaving the apartment, the question is there any eitzah when you leave the apartment to take out the mezuzah? Which also, people wonder how much money should they spend on mezuzahs when. So if you're just doing it for a couple of years, planning to begin 2 years, and then you're anyhow leaving, so you spend $200 on mezuzahs, and then it gets a lot. But with inflation, I don't know. But you spend whatever it is on mezuzah, so you can be here for a year. That's a very steep price. I'm saying if there's eights to take it down, then it's not the end of the world. So first, in terms of taking down mezuzahs, so if you leave it, the other person is supposed to pay you, it says. You can't mamish force him, but it says move action. He's supposed to pay for the mezuzahs. The next renter, technically, really has two choices. Either he's supposed to pay you, or supposed to get his own and take yours down. He's not really just supposed to walk away with your mezuzahs. So in general, most situations, the guy's going to pay you, and it's not going to be a problem. Not always. Sometimes there are fights when people move into the dira. There's a furniture package, there's always fights. So you might want to, after he feels that you got ripped off, he's not going to pay you. So the question is any eitzah if you want to take down the mezuzah? So the basic eitzah is that if you're taking it down for a different reason, you're taking it down to get checked. Or if you're taking it down because they're painting in between diras. So if they're painting in between diras, that's going to ruin the mezuzahs, so you can't keep it up there. Or you're taking it down because they're building. If you're taking it down for a different sibah, so once it's down, it's down. And you put up, you have to leave the dira with mezuzahs, so you go to the gemach, you put up gemach mezuzahs. And you know that's really the best eitzah. Take it down to either the check or take it down for another reason. Put up the gemach mezuzahs, and then tell the guy when the new guy moves in that the mezuzahs are on the gemach, and he has to return it. He has to return it eventually. That's usually the eitzah for one to.
Do you want Rama to check it, Sadaka?
Yeah, I mean usually it needs to be checked. It's okay about your own business.
Can you just replace them with gemach mezuzahs? Stop.
What you say? So you're supposed to take it down to check, get it checked. You should take it down to get a check that's brought down, and then now sometimes when you move into dira, check the mezuzahs, because especially in the rental apartments, especially in Ramat Hashkol, where the owner might have not been so firm, or might not have been firm at all, and a lot of times the mezuzahs are just panagay, and a lot of times the puzzle. So therefore, when you move into an apartment, you should ask the person before you, did he check the mezuzahs, and if he didn't check the mezuzahs, it's very strongly recommended to check the mezuzahs, because many times they're a lot of problems with mezuzahs. Also, even if you get a good mezuzah, eventually mezuzahs they disintegrate and they disappear, and with the heat and the cold. And I took them when I moved apartments. I took down my mezuzahs. This one mezuzah, totally gone. Come on. I spent a lot of money on it. It was like expensive mezuzah, but like afterwards, we just I don't know how. Saying it wasn't like outdoor mezuzah, indoor mezuzah. I don't think I made kids pour or anything on it. I don't know. Like how they got there. What? Not so many years. It wasn't so many years. But Gemara says he's just supposed to check it twice every 7 years. And things do happen. This is, every time we see this, people check this, people come back and they check this. This happened to Apostle, happened this, happened this. There's always a guy, Taka, I said of a story once that the last time that a guy once, like a month, the guy came to like sell tefillin and whatever, and it was very, very cheap. He opened up and there were bazooka gum jokes instead of parshas. So the last time I said over in shul, a guy checked his mezuzahs. He said he opened it up. There's no mezuzah. And two of his things, there's no mezuzah at all. There's nothing there. And then one of them just had a plastic paper, and there's nothing there. So kids are used to checking mezuzahs and make sure that they're okay. And the kids, you could buy expensive mezuzahs because chances are you'll be able to take it down with the gemach or the guy will pay for it. And therefore it's going to go ahead and do it. Okay, in terms of things breaking in a dira. So who's responsible? You're about dira. So there's halacha, and then there's like Eisa Teira. The basic rule is never start with the Baldira in general, because he has the upper hand. Easiest way to raise money for a chasna, raise the rent, right? And if you have a 5-year contract, maybe you're okay, but if you have a 1-year contract, So if he doesn't like you and you keep on coming over to me and asking for this, asking for that, it just, you know, he raises the rent $75, it's $1,000 right there. So Sderekla is never connected to get into the Gorchi of Aldira and save it for unless something big breaks, unless something small, stay out of his way. The less you talk to him, the less the chance to raise the rent. If you don't bother him, he won't bother you, and that's always time. It's a toiva, a derech klal. That's always, it's not good night to spend too much time talking to you about derech. Anyhow, in terms of the ikar halacha, in terms of things break, so there are two things. It depends how it broke. If you broke it, you know, you didn't use it in a regular normal way, of course you're kind of. If it just broke regular normal usage, that's amazing machas malacha, and you're going to be potter. That's always the fight. Was it regular normal usage or was not regular normal usage? Who caused it to break, right? Those door handles broke, right? Over there. So, was it regular usage or were people slamming the doors? Who knows? No one knows. So, technically, are you potter? Yeah, but you just have to make always a decision, you know, with your baldira, what the long-term future is going to be. So, if you're on your way out from the dira, so, okay, yeah, you can bother him, ask him for everything, and whatever, but if you're staying around, don't talk to your baldira. It's not really that. Now, in terms of vadbayit, you're particularly vadbayit. There are certain things like in the building, like they fix things, the pipes break, or painting, and they change the serugim in the hall. So, just who's responsible for that? So, the basic call is anything which is a long-term fix, a pipe, or they change. They change a pipe, or they fix a serugim, or a long-term thing. That's nothing to do with the seder that the vadir has to pay. As long as the pipes break, those things are expensive. And when the vadbai comes to you, just say like, you shouldn't. Don't take the responsibility to call the vadir. Tell them they should call the vadir. Like, not that you're asking for anything. Just say it's nothing to do with you. They should call the vadir and lakosh alecha. Don't let them put it on you when you're asking the vadir for money. Because right, it's you asking the vadir for money. If they're asking it, it's one thing, but because it's just tell them you're not paying it, nothing to do with you. And let them go ahead and speak to anything with a long-term thing. Pipes, there we go. What else comes up? What?
The roof leaks.
Yeah.
Stuff
yeah.
Pipe also?
No. So stuff pipe, that comes from usage. Every couple of years, the pipes get stuffed up from usage. So stuff pipes, that's on the seicher. It gets complicated. You just moved in. The guy just moved down. Probably all the stuff was from him. And okay, it gets a little complicated. But technically, he's not responsible for that. That's usage. And has done every couple of years, that's going to be on the seicher. But anything which is like a long-term fix, the roof leaks, anything which is fixing and the whatever, then that's going to be on the Valdira and Baiter. Send them to get it from Valdira, nothing to do.
Well, quickly, I'm sorry, you just hope, if you moved in and it was clogged up right then, you can go to the Valdira, you don't have to go to the previous people, right?
Right. Technically, if you moved in, then right, then it'll be on the Valdira. Technically, would be on the Valdira. In terms of subletting, so unfortunately most contracts do say you're not a sublet if you read your contract. And it's like a problem thing. And if your contract says they're not a sublet, you would have to get rid of in about your before you rent it out. It's not so much me the stain, you probably think like it's totally me the stain, like who cares that you don't that you can't sublet it. Almost every single time I lived in my apartment, when I was renting, things always broke. Why? Because everything's like very old and funky, right? If you move the window the wrong way, it breaks. So you know how to take care of that. If anybody moves in, they open the window and it breaks. They open the tris, like, they don't know if you open the tris after, couple of fellow. You like very slowly, whatever. So you're used to doing it. So things always break when you lend it out. And so what happens? You lend it out, all of a sudden three trusts break, and they call you about the year to fix three trusts, and that's one of the reasons why they don't want you to sublet. But Chavis has apartments, he tells people you want to sublet, yes, but you have to take a chai, so any has that kill. And so basically you have to speak to about the year to find out if he lets you sublet, or if he doesn't let you sublet or not.
It doesn't say that you're allowed.
It doesn't say that Mistam you're allowed, but we said Atzmei. It's only right if there's some type of hezek that you take responsibility for it, because it's not really right. You're used to it. The other person's not used to it, and it's not right really to go ahead and do it. A lot of the apartments, in terms of the cashless of the apartment, you want to know can you use the sinks, and this is not going to be a popular part of the share. In terms of the sinks, and in terms of the everything else in the apartment. I moved to an apartment once and I asked the person, okay, which side was placed, which side was Melchus, and mom before. He told me right side was placed, left side was Melchus. I asked about Dior, who lived there before, and then they said the opposite way. So basically, everything now is trade. And most of the stuff in the most of the countertops and the sinks in rental apartments are not really cashable. So, pretty bad problem. So basically, I mean, we lived in that apartment for 4 years, and we just never able to use hot water. Yes, Liz. Saying everything's straight. If it's everything straight, we can use boiling hot water. You get used to it. I'm saying the only problem is, I guess, draining macaroni. Everything else is not such a big deal. Because when you wash dishes, usually that's not Yatsa Lez. It's not boiling. Ah, it's hot. It's warm. It's not the end of the world. But, see, you have to know who lived there before you, and you have to know if they... Definitely, if you're taking over from a chiloni, it's definitely a problem, all this, all these things. The countertop, it's like, you can just don't put pasta directly on it. Usually, you know, usually don't put hot pasta directly on it. You put a little thing underneath it. And that'll be okay. But because you have to find out who lived in Foyer, what was going on, because a lot of times they're going.
How many renters back? Do you have to go.
What?
How many renters back? Do you have to go.
Well, you can assume most of that's a weird. I think it's a weird mistake, right?
Yes.
Like just switching it. I mean, I think it's not a standard. I just pumped. I asked him, and then Buddy was in the apartment. I said, "Ah, is that the oh, my pitom." Like, no, I don't think I have to assume.
18 people before it was a colony, you have to be.
I'm assuming the last 17 people were younger light and they found out, right? That things were good. They changed it, they cashed it, they found out, whatever. I'm assuming, right? What? Oh, okay, I don't know. So, you can ask the guy before you, like, what store the cashes is in the apartment? I'm saying you live in San Angelo, the stomach's always. San Angelo. Thing, I don't know. I think San Jose was always, you live for sure. That was like, you shot me territory. I don't think it ever was a problem, but once you're into Ramada Skull, when we came, anyone was from Ramada Skull, okay, like 2%, 3% as well. Wasn't, it could be a, it definitely could be an issue. Now, in terms of when you take apartments, a lot of times, just a couple of times when you take apartments, a lot of times, you make up and take the apartment, then you change your mind. More people finding, I get it, you get it. So this is something which comes up, it's a very broad topic, comes up in many different areas. Like if you make up to buy something and you change your mind, you make up to rent a hotel, or you make up, you book a ticket, you want to change it. And the question is, what's the luck in those situations? So it's something called Mechusar Amana. Mechusar Amana is that, Mormon Tzir, Daphne, Ches, and Test brings down that if you make up with somebody something, you come to agreement, just you didn't sign it. So then, for you to back out, it's a Darabanan, according to most of China, but it's a Darabanan to go ahead and back out. Therefore, if you make up with the Baldir, I'm planning on taking this appointment. Now you decide you want to change your mind, you don't want to take it. So, passes is the Darbonin to want to go ahead and change his mind, and passes you have to go ahead and take the appointment. Is there any hatter not to keep your word? There's a but then to get everything you make up with. Where else we make up? Yeah, Gucharusa. And I want to change it. You make up anything you make up with somebody. If it was finalized, this is what we're doing, to go ahead, it's the Darbonin. To go ahead and be chayzer. It's not something in Chush and Mishpat, it can be Tavei and Bezdin, but something which is said to go ahead and change it. Is any situation you're allowed to change? So, I'll give you an example. Let's say you tell someone, I'm going to give you your apartment. I'm moving back in the summer, you can have my apartment, then your sister gets engaged. And everyone knows finding an apartment around the school now is impossible. So, can you give the apartment to your sister or not? So, there's something called trait harry. If something unforeseen comes about, something changed, which you didn't think of, you couldn't have thought of. If something changed, which changes the situation at hand, then the halacha is that there's no problem. Not no problem. Machleik is Rishonim, whether you let it go ahead and be Chayzer, and Roy Rishonim or Meiko, and there's Makim to go ahead and be Meiko. Therefore, something unforeseeable change, but you plan on moving back, and then, let's happen a lot of times, plan on moving back, and then Corona, he tells somebody you have the apartment, and then Corona broke out. So now you don't want to move back to whatever. Moving to Canada, the kind of disaster zone, right? So a lot of the Canadians stayed extra year because they didn't want to go back there. So something like unforeseeable came along, so then you have a right to, the whole vote is, what's the whole vote is? That we made up an agreement and we're stomach on each other. Everyone knows something changes, and then my word was never said in that situation. So because in a regular case, you have to go ahead and take it. Something changes, your sister wants to move in or something, or you can't move out, something like that, then you would not be mechuyev to take it. Who didn't like if you find like all of a sudden like a apartment very, very cheap or something which is not normally to happen, then it'd be mutter for one to
go.
Apply
the contract also?
No, this is when you just said you're going to take it. Now, if you cause a personal loss, then this is different. Same thing, make it to go to Gan Eret. Fine. So now, he didn't sign a contract yet. So to back out would be a problem with Chusar Amana. If you cause the person a loss, then it's much more chamer. It could be you have to pay. For example, you take a spot in a gun, and then all of a sudden now you want to just back out, and they turn somebody down because of you, then it's not so posh. And then it could be a chesh mishpat dikadin. And it's only a yoredei dikadin is before, if there's no money getting lost over here. Just, you say mechame, you made up, I'm going to give you the apartment, I'm not going to give you the apartment, I was going to rent it, I'm not going to rent it. If the person lost money because of it, they turned down somebody in a gun, or he lost the rent, then already it's not so posh, then it's much for the chesh mishpat dikadin shayla. And if there's a vesh takasad, the person would not be able to go ahead and do that thing. What?
Even something unforeseen?
Yeah. Because then, because when I say you're causing, you took a spot in a gun. Now they turn somebody down because of you. So then, it's a veish takatzad that you're responsible. Veish takatzad.
Somebody said they'll take up power for the whole zman, and then they back out. They have to pay the entire zman, is that right?
What, they sign a contract or signing a contract?
There's,
no, so it depends if the person's having a loss because of you. It depends on what happened. If it's clear what I lost, not clear about what I lost.
The person that doesn't have an apartment, that's not called a loss.
What did I say?
Now that person doesn't have an apartment. You're backing up on them.
Who doesn't have an apartment?
The person that you told, you'll give it to them.
No, that's different. No, we're talking about that if you told about Dira that I'm going to take the apartment, and about Dira now is turning on people because of you, so it could be no Chesha Mishra Mechiv. The other person, there's no, then there wouldn't be a Chiv, wouldn't be a Chiv towards.
You had a furniture package, so now you're losing furniture package?
That also, yeah, not so Pasha then. Not so Pasha. Okay, I'm going to get a furniture package quickly. Something a furniture package. So you want to know, is there anything directly also in terms of furniture package? So one of the Rambam once wrote up a nusach that you want the other Rambam to sign that whoever does it is a gazlan. He had like 70 sperm which over. Gazlan, and you want to straight up, you know, to find a direct isser is a little bit difficult to find an isser. It's direct, you know, straight up. Everyone knows you're paying more money, so you can't call a nah. You can't call a guy. It's not really gazela. The person knows. You could debate. Maybe that's called a nah when I force you to blackmail you to pay more than it. You know, technically, straight up, maybe it's difficult to find directly Issa, but it definitely is a very chroma trefa system that we live in, that people just buy whatever they want and they just stub it on to the next person. And that class not worth it at all. And when I came there, it sounded like ready for my like grandmother. You know, when we grew up and what we did. No, when we came, we went to Yashniya. We bought everything. We bought everything Yashniya. And now all of a sudden, people like discover like, oh, I could buy whatever I want. I could spend $30,000 in my apartment, just put on the next guy. It's like live like a letting a man live like a you know, like a millionaire, and just pass on to the next guy. No one's losing money because just goes on to the next guy. And. Definitely, I guess maybe we call it Hadrei HaKamoicha, or we could call it Ratzon Hashem. It's definitely not a proper anhaga. And so many times people sell things and they sell even more than it's worth, more than they bought it for. Or people chesed like what they pay for, they just put on the next guy, and it's something which is definitely not a proper anhaga, that's for sure. What should you do if you got messed up, and you got, you know, the guy messed up and you had to pay? So this is very close to my heart. It's happened to me 4 times. I moved 4 times to the airport apartment. Actually, it's the last time she's moving. So we bought. Okay. every single time, got ripped off with, and it was, you know, and we bought a couch, like sitting on a couch, like right through. I was like, call the guy up. He's like, oh, I forgot to tell you. Be careful. You know? Thank you. Okay. Look, you know, it's not right to give it the next day. We could do is call Yad Eliezer. They'll be very happy to take it. And they'll send somebody to pick it up. And whatever it's really worth, you could count it as a Meister deduction. What?
I was thinking there's no reasonable middle ground. Someone buys a brand new furniture and he's there for 3 years.
So there is a reasonable middle ground. Okay, no, there is a reasonable middle ground. There is. If the person wants it, Simcha Rabba. But there's a difference between whether there is a reasonable middle ground. One eight says you could just go ahead. Give it to Yaliyaz, you can count it as a nicer deduction. If you have to nicer, now it's going to be nicer. How much is it worth? It's pretty good, what it's worth. It's irrelevant what you paid for it. There's nothing to it. You know, it's totally irrelevant. There definitely is a middle ground. You can try to figure out how much it's worth. It has to be what you think it's worth. Just whatever price you make up, take up another 10%. Because you're used to your junk. You're used to all the problems. Every time when they move in, people always fatten it. So you take a 5%, and when he calls you out, we can make another 5%. Because that guy used to the way that things are, and certain things, they have this like shmua that you take up 10% per year. There's a shmua b'shem Rabbi Berkowitz that. There's a cult of the light pasuk, like, you know, like everyone says it. I heard him say at least 50 times he never said it. At least 50 times. You know, that way that come from? Like, because the estimate doesn't make so much sense. Because the different things last differently. A washing machine lasts 6 years. So you take off 10%, which doesn't work out. Something like a bed could last 60 years. Like, why should it be 10%? The system doesn't really make sense. So yes, there could be a healthy middle ground, but it should be done in a healthy middle, you know, have a healthy middle ground. It's definitely like rip the next guy off. It's not the way it makes parnasa. It's definitely out of here. We should do a status, and by stripping the next amount, things he doesn't want, and forcing him to do it. I just don't think that's in the hashkafically, it's definitely the correct thing for. Correct thing in terms of status. If it's normal price, it's fine, because it's pretty normal. So the Hezhim Al-Khever, they're able to do it. Brokers have got enough times, and they listen to every Brokers when he speaks. And they didn't have to speak, but we listen. Especially doing money, it's really hard. And there, it's Gantz reasonable the way people do it. And you speak to people when they move in. I come out and never get a phone call from Sajjan Bukhari complaining about the prices. Like, I moved in again. But other places, all the time, nonstop. And also, about Dira's, also, if they know about it, they go through the roof. Like, some apartments, like, it's not getting rented out because they can't find the $12,000 for the furniture package. And then it's just sitting, and then Badir's losing money. And you know, that happened a couple of times. And, like, Badir found out. He's like, wow. Like, you know, and, you know, the whole thing. Basically, it's not a, you know, it's just a trade-off system. And. Agent fees. In terms of agent fees, there's a kalak, although everyone always thinks they shouldn't have to pay the agent fee. But they always think the agent did nothing and what they do already and they're always trying to get out of it. And most of the dinner terrors agents win. Come out all the time. So because of that cloud, they gave you the apartment, I don't care, they negotiated for you or they didn't do this for you, and maybe I would have found it anyhow and whatever, but usually most dinner terror, I'm not saying agents are at all from the Lama Tzadikim. I'm not saying that, whatever, but I'm saying very good times. The pshat is that, you know, if they gave you the apartment, they found the apartment, you know, you're chayv to pay, and even though you didn't do the work, they negotiated for you, whatever, you're going to have to pay. You don't know, can you charge the next guy?
Sometimes non-agents will just charge you a fee.
I paid my belt years, aid them, an agent fee.
That's very good.
Oh, he's officially managed, but I'm saying, no, sorry, he's great, but like, he's not, he didn't do it as a business, no, but I have rights to the apartment.
I'm submitting.
I say?
They'll tell you that. Submitting, you pay 1 month, right?
Yeah.
If you find the apartment.
Well, maybe you have to pay the last guy. He'll charge you the guy who you're taking over.
That's
from
what
the
they doctor. Do. Yeah, that's the, you know. So who's going to lose at the end of the day? You're saying, who loses?
Everyone does that.
Whenever they sell it. No, whenever it gets, if it gets sold, you got messed up. That's what it is. Whenever the apartment gets sold, or in Corona, a lot of people got messed up. Oh, wow. With the furniture packages? Because you know, they moved back, no one's moving in then because the borders are closed, and they got stuck with like thousands of losses. Okay, I think any other questions about apartments quickly?
Is there a chiv to switch the water bill to your name?
Is there a chiv? I only asked the two issues.
The number of kids.
Oh, the two issues. If the number of kids are wrong, so if it's less, I'm going to give a present to them, you know. Just from the grace of mitzvahs and from the grace of theirs.
Sometimes working is a really hard time to deposit and the launch, like, prove everything. If you leave their name, they don't care. But if you want to put it in your name, they get it.
The problem is, if you're getting anach and we don't deserve it, that technically is a problem. You could tell them, look, you don't want to drive crazy. You tell them, look, the guy before me had 16 kids. I don't have that yet. Whatever, you know, there's a. You can tell them if they don't want it, whatever. You know, they make it way too difficult. But then also ask the ribbis promise to be switched to your name, because if you're going to be late, you can have the ribbis problem. But yeah, but that's a good point. You have to switch to your name, because the guy before he's getting on the call, so you're not really entitled to that, and then that technically could be a problem.
All these chayvus that you have, meaning, if they make it really hard for you to pay back a chayv, I'm doing a deal on telephone right now, I have to call 100 times, different type of, how much chayv am I to pay back this bill?
If they make you owe the money, back. And...
But they don't want to take your credit card, and they want...
Why they want your credit card?
Because it's from America. They make it really hard to
pay. No, so a lot of places don't take American credit cards anymore. No, that's a normal thing now. Because, you know why? Because American credit cards, you can stack. Israeli credit cards, you can't. So they got printed enough times. Or maybe they... Whatever. So that's why. No, that's already... that's part of it tonight. When they did something like that. No, you do... That's when you owe them the money. You have to figure out how to get it. Okay.